A phrase which I heard shared around by the colleagues who fed back to us at Governors was to do with having an approach that kind of, which avoids innocent shattering. Can you talk about that?
Everything we've ever done for KidSafe has been designed not to shatter any child's innocence. All the wording has been really carefully chosen. There's absolutely nothing in this programme. And when you consider what you're talking about, like the sexual abuse of children, there is nothing in that programme that could shatter any child's innocence.
No.
We don't even name, for instance, like the private places we have on our bodies. The only phrase we use is we have private places on our bodies. We need to look after them, keep them safe. We come up with rules for that. We don't need to say these words out loud. They know exactly what we're talking about, and it all keys back into that yucky feeling. If something doesn't feel right, what can they do? So we've given them a vocabulary. They know how to identify those feelings, what those feelings are, and if something's going wrong, they've got the strategies in place to know what to do. And it does work. We've had so many disclosures. Tutors tell us regularly when we meet them for refresher training sessions how many disclosures they've had in school. Some of those can be low level, some could be very high level extreme. But if you leave the low level ones alone, they're only ever going to develop into high level cases. So it's about getting in there early, early intervention. Let's teach these kids what they can do and how they can keep themselves safe.
That's really interesting, because you're adopting this innocence shattering avoidance.
Non-shattering.
Sort of non-shattering.
Absolutely.
And it seems to me what you were saying before about the computer games and what's going to happen to us potentially, and the way we think if we do play these 18 plus games all the time, you're almost leading them down a route of learning not to shatter their own innocence in some context.
It's about empowering them. I mean, some children are always going to play on these things. These things are here. Yes. And just by going through the KidSafe programme doesn't mean that they're not going to use games and films.
It's not going to make the world go away, is it?
It isn't. Yeah. You know, it's here to stay. But it's if they do come across something and it does give them those yucky feelings that they don't like, what can they do? Because with the best will in the world, at some point they are going to come across something that will give them yucky feelings. I'm sure you've been online yourself and something may have come up that's given you yucky feelings.
Oh, yeah.
And that's with an adult head. So if you're 5 or 6 years old, seeing that these images can get stuck and stay, and the damage is when children don't speak about it. It's getting it out, getting it in the open. It's not their fault this thing's happened.
No.
Keeping things inside is where the damage comes.